Hi, this is Crystal Davis with crystalclearyou.com. Welcome to this healing meditation and this visualization. I am so excited and honored to share with you what I call Clear the Hidden Mirror with Inner Child Healing. This audio is an example of how we think that there is something outside of ourselves that's causing our pain. And you know what? There's a lot of evidence. Law of attraction brings us evidence of what we believe. And because we have spent, most of us, decades, really half of lifetimes, and sometimes even longer than that, believing certain things that we learned, you know, since we were really small children. And that's where the inner child healing comes in, and why I call it Clear the Hidden Mirror with Inner Child Healing. You know, there's something that your little one is holding on to, and the greatest gift is that they're holding on to this pain, this emotional weight. You know, it's like this weight, this energy that has been really literally blocking you from the business and the life that you love. Then here is a gift. Your inner child has been holding on to this pain, because this pain is actually the gateway to everything that you want and so much more. But first, in order for you to find the gift, what you have to do is to look into the hidden mirror. Again, the hidden mirror is when you see a condition outside of yourself. And it's like the beautiful image of the moon reflecting on the ocean or upon a lake. What happens when we feel constricted, and many of us right now with the crisis, the global crisis of the coronavirus, are experiencing both the global crisis as well as it's triggering emotional, personal crises. And so like that moon upon the ocean or upon the lake, what happens when we feel a constriction and we feel alone and isolated, like most of us are probably feeling right now, and whatever you're feeling, that constriction, that pain is triggering that light to just focus upon that particular spot that is within you. And that's why I call it a hidden mirror, because it's within you. Because when you feel alone and isolated, then there's something within you that's seeking expression. There's something within you that is seeking to be connected and fulfilled once again. So that's why there's this great gift in through this process. And what we're really doing is learning to connect the pain of the lower self, again, your inner child's pain, with a process in a way that it can come back to wholeness, come back and in connection to your higher self, so that you can truly be one with all that is and easily manifest the business and the life that you love. Okay, so let's start with just imagining you're in a crisis, whatever a crisis may be for you, and something that is grounded in your experience, something that, you know, maybe it's your homeschooling your children who can no longer, at least right now, isn't going to school. Maybe they're triggering you. Maybe because you're at home with your partner's triggering you. And maybe you're alone. Maybe you're by yourself. Maybe you're not with anyone else, but you're still feeling triggered. And whatever your personal experience it is, just imagine, close your eyes right now. Let's take a deep breath in together. Breathe in through the nose. Breathe in. And take that deep, deep, deep breath into your belly. Breathing in deeper and deeper. One, two, three, and breathe out through your mouth. as you imagine yourself just in that crisis experience, whatever it may be for you, focus upon your upper chest, right at the center of your chest, just below your throat. That is actually, in human design, known as your G-center or your self-center. Just gently focus there as you continue to breathe in and breathe out. Very gently. Now there in your chest, just observe. Here in your self or G-center is the metaphysical heart. This is the center of your soul. It has many names. It's a still point. It's a place that's neutral. It's a place of no thing. So as you're seeing your place and yourself in this place of crisis, feel into this no thing, this neutral place, this place of stillness. Breathing in and breathing out. And just observe, here in the still point, you are just the observer. So as you may notice your children, your spouse, and whatever it is for you, you may be sitting in a room by yourself. Just notice whatever is around you as you breathe in to the still point, feeling present. As you notice and observe what's happening around you. In this place of stillness and neutrality, feel rising up in your body, this place of peace, this place is available to you no matter what is happening around you. And I'm grounding that and anchoring that for you just as you're listening to my voice. I know, and that's what a great coach does for you. When you don't quite know this place for yourself, just anchor into my voice and into my presence and my knowingness of this place of observer and neutrality, this still point, this place of no thing is accessible to you right here, right now. And I'm anchoring, helping you to anchor into that place. And let's take in one more deep, deep breath in together. Breathe in. And breathe out. Now we're going to go into the emotional upset. As you go into your emotional upset, you have the capability and the ability to truly stay as observer. Now, it is something, as you're learning to be the observer, it's something that in the early stages, you may be experiencing difficulty in staying there yourself. That's why I invite you into my still point, right? Into my voice. Again, if you can't get quite to get there yourself at this moment, it's okay. Just keep breathing in and out and listening to my voice. For those of you that have practiced meditation and visualization, this may be a little easier for you. Okay? Wherever you're at, it's perfect. It's divine and it's perfect. So as the observer, Now, remember your emotional upset. What was the last thing you were triggered by? Again, maybe your children, your spouse, or your partner. And maybe it's just you being triggered by the news as you sit in your home by yourself. Whatever it is for you, it's okay to just experience. And in fact, it is really important that you allow yourself to experience whatever has been triggering you personally. Because that is the gateway. The darkness is all around you, but you begin to let the light in as you focus upon allowing your inner child to experience whatever emotional upset he or she has been experiencing. Like that, that's why it's so powerful. So, as you see yourself in the crisis, what emotions come up? What is the one emotion that you feel? Now, it can be sadness, it can be anger, it can be rage, it can be fear, anything. It's best that you have an emotion. You know, again, fear, we want to even take it deeper. What's really the emotion? Anger, sadness. What is the upset that you're feeling? And it's okay to feel rage, because as the observer, just notice, your inner child is getting already, is feeling more safe to allow her, his or her emotions to be felt. So as the observer, and as you feel the emotion that comes up, whatever the emotion is for you, as the observer, you hold the safe space for your inner child to feel. Just take a moment now as we deep breathe in and breathe out. There you go. Just allow that emotion to come up. Let it be what it is. It's safe to feel your emotions. There you go. As that emotion comes up, we want to give love and acknowledgement to your inner child. Thank you so much for feeling your emotions. Thank you so much. Oh. There you go, allowing that emotion to come up. Just notice it and feel it. Again, you're both your higher self observing the emotion, and you're allowing your inner child to feel that emotion that's coming up. So go to your inner child now and say, where do you feel this most in your body right now? And what you'll experience is your inner child, you'll feel something. Maybe it's in your throat. Maybe it's in your heart, your stomach. Maybe it's in your head. Wherever in your body you feel that emotion most intensely. Just allow yourself to feel it. There you go. Again, it can be in many places in your body, but what is the most, where is it concentrated? Where do you feel that emotion mostly in your body? And then maybe it's a tightening of your chest. That's an example. You'll feel either a tightening in your chest, your heart feels heavy, your stomach feels heavy, or whatever it may be for you. There's no right or wrong here. So again, as you focus upon your body, go to that specific place of where you feel the emotional upset. And now just observe. What do you see there? You may see your inner child. You may see his or her face. You may see them in a particular place, time and place. Maybe a memory is coming up. Just observe, what do you see there? There you go. And the stronger your relationship is with your inner child, the more you'll be able to see. So if you're just feeling the tightness or the pain in place in your body, but you're not yet seeing an image of your inner child, maybe they're not quite ready for that stage, and that's okay. Again, there's no right or wrong. It's just wherever you are, right here, right now. In fact, that, I can feel a softening happening for all of us right there. No matter where you are, really what your inner child wants is your love and acknowledgement. He or she is simply looking to feel safe. There you go. Because you see, the pain that they're experiencing, some of you are experiencing now, they're communicating with you, and you're learning about what the pain really is. They're afraid to be alone. They're afraid to be seen. They're feeling the anger. Maybe, again, these are just examples of what the inner child may be giving you. Again, it's all good no matter where you are. You can see how deeply personal this is. What is your inner child saying to you as you're holding the space? And now I'm going to be quiet for a moment and just breathe in and out and let you listen for what your inner child is saying and communicating to you. And if it's not your inner child, what is your body communicating to you? What is the message that you're receiving as you focus upon the part of your body that's feeling this emotional upset right now? A moment of silence to receive. Okay, so as you receive the message, most likely what happens in that place is there's an emotion, your emotions are coming up. You know, often what I experience with myself as well as my clients is you may be bawling right now. Again, that's okay. That is really very powerful. When you are feeling your emotions. At the same time, for those of you, again, that have experienced the observer, you can be bawling and also be observing that. So that's a reminder that you can do both. And that the more you work this process, listening to this audio over and over again, as you're experiencing those emotions, allow yourself to observe at the same time. Okay, so the next step, for those of you that are being emotionally triggered, and maybe you're bawling your eyes out and you're really in that place right now, allowing your inner child to feel. that's when we use Ho'oponopono. And we say, oh, you. I am so sorry. I am so sorry that happened to you. And you can be bawling and you're experiencing that emotion. Because you're also saying, I love you. I am so sorry. And Ho'oponopono, it's, I love you. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. And you say those statements over and over and over again. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Over and over again. And you want to communicate you are safe. It is safe to feel your emotions. For those of you that might be getting triggered and not feeling your emotions right now, just keep feeling that pain wherever it is in your body and allowing yourself to feel. You help your inner child to feel safe. Okay. Again, wherever you're at, it's okay. For those of you that are feeling the emotional upset, just keep saying those statements. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And the fourth statement, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so grateful that you held on to this. Thank you so much for now feeling this emotion and bringing this to my attention. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. There you go. Feeling what's known as an unwind. Much of the emotion you're experiencing has been stored in your body for since you were a small child. That's where, yes, you can feel the opening up. And just feel some gratitude coming in. Oh, I'm so grateful for you, little one. Thank you for feeling this. Thank you for bringing this to my attention. Oh, I'm so grateful. As you continue to feel the unwind, and the unwind is happening now, that you actually are going to continue to feel the unwind even after you complete this healing meditation and visualization. The unwind is something that actually keeps continuing as you continue to strengthen your relationship with your inner child. Then the next step is ask, again, from the observer, come back to the still point there in your G center, self center, and the upper center of your chest. As the observer, now ask your little one, what do you most need from me right now? Let's take a couple moments here just to listen. What do you most need from me right now? Okay, whatever response you receive from your little one, you just want to be with them. Okay? It's most likely one word, and it's something that they most need. And it's usually around their desire to be seen, heard, and understood by you. To be safe, to be loved, to be acknowledged. These are just some examples. So now, focus upon what would it feel like. Let's say that your little one said they want peace. They want you to be at peace. Okay. So what would it feel like in your body to feel at peace? Just now imagine your body maybe go back to that place where you're already feeling some unwind in your body. Let's say it was your stomach. You're feeling some unwind there. Right? Now, what does, if it's feeling in your body, it's feeling of peace. What does feeling peace feel like in your body? Just now imagine that. Perhaps it's what the image that comes to mind for me when I think of the word peace, a flowing river, a warmth. Are you feeling that in your stomach or feeling that wherever in your body that you may want to feel peace? And just imagine that flowing river or whatever image that is coming up for you, right? Whatever feeling, maybe it's a feeling of warmth, or maybe it's a feeling of a softness, and maybe it's a cloud. Maybe you're floating on a cloud. Again, whatever it is for you. Just feel that sensation in your body now. There you go. It's an opening up, an even greater expansion. A spaciousness in your body that wasn't there when we started this meditation and visualization. Now you're feeling the expansiveness in your body. So from this place, as the observer, now go back to the crisis, the emotional upset that you were being triggered by. Again, whether it was your children, your spouse, your partner, or again, if you're being alone and being triggered by that, whatever you're being triggered by, go back to that. And now notice difference as you feel in your body. Again, whether it's that peace from the flowing river, the warmth from that, the floating on the cloud, your heart feeling a warm glow about it, your mind softening. Again, whatever the images that you have, you're back in the crisis, standing, you know, one of my mentors says, hands on hips, standing there in your power, feeling what I call a calm, confident conviction. The storm's still there. The crisis hasn't changed. The world is still experiencing coronavirus. But you're standing there, again, hands on hip. This is from my mentor, Jennifer McMillan, who said, hands on hip, the cape is flying, and you're in your power. Right? And for me and my system, the crystal clear you, you're clear, you have a calm, confident conviction, and you're just observing the crisis be what it is. This is the healing and transformation process of working through my clearly hidden mirror with inner child healing. This is the power. So I invite you to re-listen to this audio as much as you would like. It's my free gift to you. And you can also visit my website, www.crystalclearyou.com, and go to my courses and coaching page and go to my book now. Just click on the book now button. You can actually do this on the under courses and coaching page. You can go directly to the healing work page and you can click on book now. And on that button, I am offering a free 1 hour personal coronavirus healing session right now. My gift to you, it's a personal healing session that we can look specifically at what your emotional trigger is. Because what I've done today in this audio is to take you through an example. But in our personalized session, it's just me and you. And it's completely complimentary and free right now. So I recommend you do that. It's, again, a super amazing gift of support. And I want to support you through this healing and transformative time right now, which is a time of great awakening, that we're all here again. The limits are there, not because of the coronavirus. It's not even about that. It's a gift to helping you to discover what makes you uniquely brilliant. Because when you can do this healing process and then put it into my unique brilliance blueprint, then you can have your inner child feel safe to express what makes him or her uniquely brilliant. This healing and visualization is all a part of the process. For you stepping into your unique brilliance, becoming the crystal clear you, and awakening, really awakening as the awakened visionary and being the divine messenger that the world needs. We need you now more than ever to step into your unique brilliance. Alrighty, this is Crystal Davis signing off, and I hope to speak with you soon and to support you in your awakening journey. Much love to you and to your loved ones. Keep safe and keep stepping into your next step upon this path. I love you. Bye-bye.